Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
They can solve your problems when it comes to making your monthly payment or taking cash out to pay off a credit card debt. Interest rates are low. Let Golden Oak Lending go to work for you. Let them do a free mortgage checkup on you. There's no obligation with that, and there's no cost to you on that. You can go to goldenoaklending.com to get that process started from the comfort of your own home. Take advantage of that. Like, you can shorten the term on your loan, or you can take cash out, or you can just, frankly, lower your monthly payment. And by the way, when you refinance, you don't have to make a mortgage payment for a couple of months. You can go to goldenoaklending.com to see what all the fuss is about. Golden Oak Lending is here to take care of you. Their Portland office is standing by. All right. Bottom line. My wife is in studio. Yesterday... my wife was on the show, and I thought it was highly entertaining. Alabama Adriana does not podcast you every day. Did you know that?
Yeah. If I'm good, I make the podcast.
That's what it says on the show sheet.
That's not how I determine. There are multiple factors that go into.
Oh. It's not your fault. I'm not picking on you.
I wouldn't hold that against you, though, if that were the case.
Yeah.
If I'm a dud, don't podcast me.
Yeah. Because sometimes at the end of the show, I'll be like, that was great. And mm-hmm. and yet you leave sometimes going, I don't know if that was any good.
Yeah.
Like, why?
I can't tell. Cause I don't know. I have no idea. We just talk about stuff, and I have no idea whether it's actually interesting to anybody else besides us. And sometimes I'm not even sure that it's interesting to me. So, you know, just being real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it is interesting. One thing I want to talk about. Adriana, your generation has started something on social medias. I witnessed, and my wife witnessed, somebody yesterday. We happened to be out. And Adriana, Alabama Adriana, I want your take on this. This could be potentially embarrassing for somebody. Somebody we know was out. We were sitting near one of the rivers, Willamette River, like landing areas. And Anna and I were going to go for a walk. We were in the car. We watched someone we know pull up in their car, get out of their car, go down to the river and take a picture, and then get back in their car. I thought nothing of it, but my wife said, let's go to the social media. And that person had posted on social media more or less as if they were down at the river. But they were there.
Which
for, like,
technically they were.
Technically, there was nothing wrong. There was no
so
impropriety.
Uncomfortable that you're talking about.
I don't care.
I didn't want you to talk about
this. I don't. Everything's on the table. But to me, it was someone pretending to be down at the river when they weren't really at the river. Is this a commonplace among millennials?
Unfortunately, I think it is. I try really hard to be... The older I get, the more I try to be as present as possible in my moments. And I've seen similar things where I was at the gym in my apartment building before all this happened, and somebody literally walked in. There's mirrors everywhere. Takes one picture in the mirror and walks out.
Yes.
So it's like you didn't do, but you can't cheat the gains. Like, that's the thing. You can cheat being at the river or whatever. You can't cheat the gains. You might think you can, but we all know.
I was fascinated by this because the person didn't say, like, hey, I'm down here swimming at the river. It just said more or less, a run down to the river. Mm. But the implication to me was that the person had been jogging.
Yeah, but like we don't know the rest of the story. All we saw was a little snippet in time. You know, maybe that person who was at the gym had been there earlier and had worked out, you know, and then was just like, oh, I want to get credit for this, so I'm taking a picture of myself later and forgot to do that. We don't know. We don't know
what are the
full
rules?
Story.
What are the rules? What do you call those people? Like, let's not even use our friend as an example here, but although I would, you know.
I don't think they need a label, but I think the common term, right, is doing it for the gram, right?
They're doing called fakie bobs.
Fakie bob. It's a fakie bob move. What is the most fakie bob move ever? Like, should I? Okay, why do that though? Why if why would
why
someone?
Why are you shouting? Why would like a friend away from you? Stop shouting.
Why would someone? Let me calm down.
Yes. Jim,
why
please.
Would someone take a picture pretending to be at the gym when they're not at the gym? Or why would they just walk into the gym, take the picture, and then walk out of the gym? What are they? Who are they doing that for?
Well, maybe they're in the line of work where it behooves their brand to, you know, to put an image out there like that, right?
So, why not just take a bunch of pictures sometime when you really are working out, save them on your phone, and then just use them one by one later? Like, should I be putting a photo of me in, like, a packed 80,000-seat stadium right now? Like, hey, just another day at work, another day on the job.
I think that would make everyone really uncomfortable.
Whoa, dude, you're not distancing.
Which, by the way, like, I view all, like, anytime we're just sitting down to watch, you know, TV right now, it's viewed through the lens of contagion and coronavirus. Like, I'm so uncomfortable watching things that have obviously been shot in a different time or whatever, you know, just normal media images where people are shaking hands and giving each other hugs and in a world pre-coronavirus. I'm so
like
skeeved out by it. It's weird. Have you had a coronavirus dream yet?
No.
Yeah, I've had those too. I think it's like affecting the
Tell
psyche.
Me more.
I can't be the only one.
What are you dreaming about specifically?
I can't
Let's
remember.
Talk about
I can't remember like specifically, but I know that like the presence of what we're going through has made it into my dreams.
And you must be stressed about it.
I don't know. It's just, I suppose, it's not like I wake up like in a cold sweat, like a nightmare, but it's definitely present.
40-year anniversary or birthday for Pac-Man. It used to be called Puck-Man. Did you know that?
What?
It was Puck-Man.
Well, glad they changed that branding.
You know, the Puck-Man didn't help out. Mrs. Puck-Man.
Yeah, that's not going to go well.
She would have went by her maiden name instead of, you know what I mean? She would have been like, no thanks, I'll be Mrs. Kablowski instead. Your memories of playing video games, because I try to say like, oh, Pac-Man, that's a big deal. Like, it's the 40th anniversary, too, of The Empire Strikes Back came out today, Memorial Day weekend, 40 years ago. Those are iconic things. Mm-hmm. First of all, Judah and Adriana have really no context other than going to, like, you know, ground control or a throwback retro video game place and playing a...
Are you sure, though?
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you guys not ever really play Pac-Man on an Atari or anything like that?
Atari. They don't know what Atari is.
How do you spell that?
Atari.
Thanks for playing along, Judah.
Starsky and Hutch. Do you have any idea what Starsky and Hutch is?
I don't really even know what Starsky
and Hutch
is.
Never mind.
Now you're just...
Ben Stiller and Will Ferrell, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Exactly. But they don't have that context.
Okay.
That's my first question is like, the whole idea of going to a video game arcade, putting your quarter on the game and playing the game, I think it creates more nostalgia. I think the kids today who are playing on video game consoles in the comfort of their home will have fun memories of playing video games, but I don't think the experience is as visceral as I can remember riding my bike with a pocket full of quarters, my shorts ready to fall off of me, to the video game place and spending a couple of hours in that dark labyrinth of that looked like a casino for like a 13-year-old kid.
Which, again, would be a coronavirus haven. Did you pay nickel? Like, mine was a nickel arcade.
No.
You did quarters?
It was quarters, man.
No, I had a nickel arcade.
What year was this? Are you older than me?
No.
Why was it a nickel?
They probably just charged more, but called it a nickel arcade.
No, you know, it was a quarter. And then when games were 50 cents, that was a big deal. Like, I don't know if I have this. I don't know if I have the, this is worth it for me.
Yeah.
50 cents for
me. I was pretty obsessed with Pac-Man. I loved me some Pac-Man. And then later, like in college, I just, you know, procrastinated many a night studying for finals playing Minesweeper. Like my Minesweeper score.
I don't get that.
Bam.
I don't get Minesweeper.
I should have put that on a resume.
Only time I ever would play Minesweeper is if I was on a plane and I could have no Wi-Fi.
You had nothing
then
else.
I'd go, all right, time for a Minesweeper game.
Oh, and Tetris. Man, I lost so many hours of my life playing those games.
How about Tecmo Bowl?
Nope.
Yeah.
Don't even really know what that is.
You don't know what Tecmo Bowl is?
Is that the one where the little football players like vibrate?
No. That's electric football.
Okay. Sorry.
Jeez. Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I don't even know you right now if you don't know what Tecmo Bowl is.
No. Is this like the precursor to Madden?
It was one of the original games. And look, it was, you know, come on. Tecmo Bowl on the Nintendo? Own it. Thanks to Fox Sports Eugene and Steve down there, by the way. I want to give a shout out to, you know, Tecmo Bowl for Super Nintendo. You know, basically... you know, I talked about it on the show, and then all of a sudden, the video game headquarters in Springfield hooked us up. I have the game. We just need to put it the machine and take over the TV from the kids.
Yeah. No, this like Nintendo, old Nintendo sitting around somewhere. We need to figure out how to get that hooked up.
We will get it hooked up.
So that our productivity level can drastically
go down. Have we determined, guys, poor form or not poor form, to post a picture pretending to be somewhere like the gym or down at the river when you're really just popping in to take the picture to create the illusion that you were there? Poor form or not? Vote. Anna.
Poor form.
Alabama, Adriana. Judah.
What's up?
Judah, moving on. I'm like the teacher.
We're both on the phone.
Bueller?
We're driving calls over here.
Poor form or not poor form to post a picture claiming to be at the gym or the river when you really weren't there for more than enough time to take the picture.
Poor form.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's what I do.
I love it.
I was at work today.
Yeah, you should see how many great, great runs I've been on recently according to my Instagram.
I'm in amazing shape.
I mean, there's people like on Instagram, they've made an entire industry of this as influencers. Like, this is just what they do. I don't know that we can like course correct something that's so far gone down the road.
We can always judge, if that's what you're asking. Are you asking if we can judge people?
But, I mean, like... You know, but to some extent, that's what we all do. I mean, that's why you can't really believe social media to the fullest extent, because we're always trying to like portray the best version in some manner, right?
Well, when I post on my Instagram,
yes,
I'm generally posting something that actually happened. Like, I'm not going,
yeah,
I drove to the stadium, Autzen Stadium. Yeah. I ran inside the stadium, took a picture of myself at the stadium, and then I left 30 seconds later and then said, oh, that was a hell of a game. I'm not doing that.
I know, but like for myself, like you don't see me yet. Not saying it's never going to happen, but like my most recent photo on Facebook is of me like smiling and laughing with our kids. Like, you don't see the real me. You did. Thank you. Great photo. But,
Excellent photo. You
know, maybe you should take an honest photo where I'm, like, rolling my eyes or, you know, yelling at the kids because they've, like, spilled Play-Doh all over the floor and it's dried for, like, the umpteenth
time. She noticed the 5-year-old drew on her face today and put lipstick on herself using a red marker pen?
No. I didn't even see that.
I thought it was
Mother of the Year. I didn't even notice that.
I said, come here for a second. We need to wipe some of that makeup off.
Took care of that. Yeah.
James is in Eugene listening on Fox Sports Eugene. What's up, James?
John, hey man, how's it going?
Good.
Good. Hey. Here in Eugene, when I was growing up, there was two arcades. They were called Wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
One was Nichols, but then like the better games were like 25 cents to 50 cents. And then there was another one, you just paid $5 to get in the door and all the games were free.
Oh, that was the best, wasn't it?
I would have played, I would have gone to that arcade.
Well, you go for five, you know, with $5 you get a lot of nickels and quarters, or you just go to that one. The one that was $5 and you got in and you could play all games, the games weren't quite as good. I mean, they were still good, but the nickel and quarter one was definitely better.
Wait, when you say good, though, is the good game like Mortal Kombat? Like, what were the good ones?
Yeah, they'd have like Mortal Kombat. They might, but they might not have like Mortal Kombat 3 or like the newer. They were like the, it was like the one that like the older games or maybe like a joystick didn't work as well.
All the games I played is what you're saying.
You were a Galaga guy.
Let's go. Renardo is in California listening. Renardo, welcome to the show.
Hey, John, that guy before me kind of stole my thunder. But Anna's correct. In Portland, there were the 5-cent nickel arcades where I paid like $1.50, and then all the games were a nickel. And then the really good games were like 2 or 3 nickels. And the really good games were stuff like Mat Mania, Mortal Kombat, Samurai, 720. So, yeah, I know you're up in California, but up in Portland, there was one in Beaverton. By the old Westgate Theater, so we could go to the movies and then go to the arcade. It was great.
Nothing like combining those two loves.
Oh, it was fantastic. Know? Actually, the Westgate Theater is where I saw Star Wars.
Everybody remembers. Yeah, that's great. I saw Star Wars at the Century Theaters in California, in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. Those things were like these giant, they look like the Tacoma Dome.
Yeah.
These theaters.
Yeah.
They were not as big, but they looked like that from the outside.
Are you talking about like in San Jose or something? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you showed me. Like, that's still in existence
in
some form.
It's still in existence. It looks like somebody put a giant beehive on the ground.
Yeah.
People go in there and see the movies.
Like a mini Epcot.
I think that's one of the things. Like, apologies to the sports world. I think when the games come back, it's going to be great. It's going to be a great diversion. It'll be a sense of normalcy. I think people exhale. Certainly the athletic directors who need the money, their budgets will be great. But I'm talking about like the extracurricular things I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
I miss going to the movies.
Hey, the 99W drive-in's open this weekend.
The drive-in is open?
Yes, the drive-in. It's opening. I emailed to try and get a reservation. I haven't heard back. I don't know what
that means. Too bad.
They're only taking reservations by email, but it's the one in Newburgh.
The drive-in should be thriving right now.
Well, they haven't been allowed to open until now because of the restrictions of gathering.
It's not the same, though. I like being in the theater. I like getting the popcorn, getting my soda that's bad for me, and sitting there and watching the previews. Munching away at the popcorn in the dark.
You're such a previews guy. I don't understand it. You can watch the same preview like
because
5 times and it drives me crazy.
I do 15 hours of this radio show a week. I write columns. I like when someone else is entertaining.
Well, I get that.
Let somebody else do it.
But like by the 5th time we've watched the preview, I'm like, I don't even want to see that movie anymore.
I like how to notice how they change the previews.
Yeah.
Like they've done some market research and they realize this movie's not really selling as a romantic comedy. Uh-huh. And they change it to be like an action film.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're like, oh, they did some research there.
Uh-huh.
See?
Yeah. We had a friend whose job it was to do that. It was pretty cool. He was like a market research guy and he would tell us like, yep, we'd have the focus group and, you know, we'd have to tweak the preview, the trailer, because this type of trailer for this movie tested so much better.
You look back at the trailers for the movies of the 1980s, it was actually what the movie was about.
Yeah, right.
This is what I don't like about the previews now. That when they take the best, funniest jokes and then you go see the movie and there were only 3 funny parts and all of them were in the preview, mm-hmm. That sucks.
Yeah.
That's terrible. That's an argument in your favor. I shouldn't make that one. Mm-hmm. All right, leave it here. You got the bald-faced truth statewide. Memorial Day weekend, I will be celebrating by taking the Christmas tree that I put on the side of the house to the dump. My wife was surprised to learn that we still had our Christmas tree. Right after Christmas, full disclosure, Anna. Rose Bowl was happening. We were leaving town in a snap. Remember that?
Yeah.
I took the tree out. We took the lights off and I set it on the side of the house. And then I revisited that just a couple weeks ago. Here we are in May and it's still a good looking tree. Should we just keep it?
This isn't the first time that's happened.
No, but in other years it's turned brown. This one stayed green.
I mean, this should be like our tradition. It's just to keep our tree on the side of the house. And
line them up. We just line them up like Christmas corpses. why don't we have a fake tree?
Oh, come on. Because we live in Oregon and we live like just a few blocks away.
We have so many trees. Let's kill one every year.
Because it's part of our thing. We go with the kids. We, you know, argue over which tree is better. It's part of our tradition.
Do you think the trees are standing there going, no, not me, not me, not me?
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, we created some traditions with these guys. I wonder if our kids will grow up and have that be one of their traditions where they go out and they get the, you know, they cut down a tree and haul it home and, you know, put it up and, you know.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, you've had to teach me all those traditions, so.
You didn't have that in a Taiwanese household?
Nah.
Did you guys not get a Christmas tree?
We had a fake one. Occasionally we would get a real one, but it wasn't every year.
Did you celebrate Chinese New Year in February? Was that a big deal?
We just, my family, we weren't real, like, holiday kind of people. It was just, you know, they didn't, my mom, like, just didn't kind of get it. She was too busy, like, cleaning motel rooms. Yeah. So.
She was making, she was worried about big picture stuff.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Let's eat.
I had my stepdad, who was American, teach me traditions. So I've always been grateful for that.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot of traditions. What's your favorite family tradition that we have?
Thanksgiving.
Really?
We just count on it. Yeah, because it's like not material. There's not like gift giving. It's just literally a holiday to give thanks and be grateful for what you have around you. So,
and we do multiple turkey contests.
And that too.
It's a competition every year. It's what it turns into, a big competition. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. I want everybody to have a great Memorial Day weekend. Make sure you stay safe out there. But enjoy what should be some sunshine. Any parting words from you?
Yeah, just thanks to those who have sacrificed.
There you go. The bald-faced truth, not here for a long time. Just a good...
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the bald-faced truth.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald-Faced Truth radio show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald-Faced Truth radio show. Thanks for listening.